So I figured now was as good a time as any because I just got back from a really fucking long day at work, and it's midnight on October 7th, so the AMA thread is going to be closing anyways. So this is a second audio to pretty much address questions that I received after I already put out and uploaded my first one. So this is Cutie and Lavender doing AMA part 2, and I'm just going to pull up the thread. That's the wrong thread. That's my Bowsette audio. No plug. Okay. New comments. Ooh. Okay, here we go. Lava Game Champion, who I believe has interacted on my posts in the past, asks 3 questions. The first question is, dinner with any 3 people throughout human history, alive or dead, who are they and why? I would have to say number one, my first person who I would want to have dinner with is David Bowie. I am a huge David Bowie fan. As it actually turns out, luckily and unluckily, he passed away the same week I got into him and his music, and I actually happened to be in Los Angeles at the time, so I went to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and when I got to his star, there was a memorial going on, a lot of people gathered around, it was a vigil, posters, candles, roses, and someone was playing an acoustic guitar, and it was very nice. I really did enjoy being there. It was very touching, and it also made me feel really sad, you know, like, wow, I just got into this guy, and he died. Same thing with that happened with Prince. As soon as I got into his music, he passed away. I guess the moral of the story is that, I somehow have the power to kill iconic musicians. I don't know what to do with this power. I also want to have dinner with him because, and this is a sensitive subject, and as social justice warrior as this sounds, the polite thing to do would be to put up a trigger warning, because I'm about to talk about depression and suicide, which is a far cry of what you usually hear off of Gone Wild Audio. I was in a really bad place at some point in my life, about 2 years ago. And I attempted suicide. I overdosed on some antidepressants I had just been prescribed. And while I was ODing, I actually was listening to David Bowie. And I remember vividly being in my bed listening to Space Oddity. You know, his song about the man, Major Tom, who goes up into space and dies in space. And I remember crying as I was convulsing because ODing is not fun. And I really don't want anyone to kill themselves. But if you do decide to kill yourself, I do not recommend ODing because it really fucking sucks. It did not kill me, as you can tell, because I'm recording this here 2 years later. But because of that night, David Bowie really does have a special place in my heart, so I would definitely love to have dinner with him. Person number two, I guess would have to be my grandmother, because she died when I was young, and I remember after she died, my dad said some really insensitive shit to me. How, like, I get it, you know, he was hurting, and he didn't really know how to cope with it, but he basically made me feel like shit and told me, like, I never spent enough time with her, I didn't really know her, you know, she was so lonely, and, you know, I was a bad person because I didn't spend time with her enough, I didn't talk to her enough. I feel like who I was when I was 10 or 11, however old I was when she died, is a far cry from how old I am now. So I would definitely love to... I definitely think it would be interesting to have dinner with her and talk with her and see... So she could see how much I've changed, you know, how different I am. I know the biggest thing that's different that she wanted. She definitely wanted me to be a girly girl growing up. She would always buy me dresses. Itchy, horrible dresses I hated to wear, but looked good in pictures. She would give me, like, Avon products and crap that she would sell. Like, you know, she was really into, like, getting me, you know, a girly girl. And she also, like, English, she wasn't really fluent in English. That was another thing. There was, like, a language barrier there. She was more comfortable speaking Spanish, so I think it would also be interesting to interact with her and try to overcome that language barrier. And for person number three, hold on, let me take my sip of tea because my throat is boo-boo right now. Person number three. I should go with someone who's alive, you know. If my first two people are dead, someone who's alive that I would want to have dinner with throughout human history. I don't know if my grandma counts. She counts to me. You know, she was alive. She was a human. And she's part of my history. But someone living who is famous, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I guess you got me there. I'm gonna pause this so this doesn't drag out for like an hour. Alright, so I'm back, and I can't think of someone alive who is historic and what I would want to have dinner with. So I'm gonna go with, I think, the answer that a lot of people who are Hispanic, and especially female, would have to agree with. I would like to have dinner with Selena Quintanilla Perez, the famous singer who was tragically murdered by her fan club president over financial, I believe embezzlement was the issue, at the age of 23, which is just insane. That's just so young. And she died, like, right as she was starting to become big. Like, it's just crazy. I am a huge fan of her music. My mom definitely played a lot of her music growing up, and growing up, learning more about her when I started becoming interested more in my heritage. I'm not Mexican, but she definitely is a significant cultural icon for the Latino community. Besides her music, she definitely seemed like her personality seemed really great. There's like, you can definitely like look on YouTube and find really funny clips of interviews where she's just like goofy and silly. She went on record to say that she liked, she could eat, like, a whole, like, medium pizza by herself, and, she was endorsing, Coca-Cola for, Latin America. Very relatable. I think one of the funniest clips I saw of her was, she was on a Spanish talk show, and she actually, so she's Mexican-American, and English was her first language, and she was learning Spanish as part of her singing career. So she goes on this completely, entirely Spanish show, and she's talking about how she was having issues with sizing for, like, her fashion line, and she was saying, like, oh, it'll say it's a size 16, but really it's a size 14. But it's funny because she didn't know how to say 14 in Spanish. So she was just like, oh, it'll say 16, but really it's 14. And the host corrects her, like, you mean 14, because that's how you say 14 in Spanish. She's like, oh, 14, that's what it is. And everyone just starts laughing. And the host just like, the host hugs her and tries to make her feel better. She's like, oh, it's Tex-Mex, you know, it's slang. We'll say it's slang, 14. I guess it's one of those things that doesn't really make sense unless you know Spanish, but I definitely, like, was cracking up when I first heard it, because I don't really speak that much Spanish either, but it's something like that with numbers, like, it's definitely an easy mistake to make. So I would like to have pizza dinner and Coca-Cola with Selena. Okay, if my phone would let me go back to the app. I use the official Reddit app. It's garbage. Okay. That was a long-ass answer to question number one. Question number two. If you could live in any fictional universe, TV, movie, book, etc., what would it be and why? Remember, the trip is one way and permanent. My answer would have to be... I'm trying to think of, like, a video game I really like that I would want to go into. Or, like, a movie. What are my favorite movies? That's the thing. My initial thought would be Cowboy Bebop. Just because I like series that take place in space. That's, like, futuristic and everything. And, like, very mech. I really like. But... there's no androids or anything in there. I like the fictional world of Detroit Become Human because it's like close to our timeline. Like, it could happen now, except it's like technology is advanced and there's androids living among us. But I think really, really the fictional world I would want to live in would have to be the world that Janelle Monáe, the singer, has created, because she has all those elements going on. All her music and conceptual albums have to do with cyborgs and androids and aliens wanting to coexist on Earth. It's kind of like Detroit Become Human. It's so the storyline pretty much goes, it's the future here on Earth, and we have created androids and cyborgs and aliens, and not that we created aliens, but like they live here. But the thing is that they are being discriminated against, and there's laws in place that really limit them. Her first EP kind of sets the tone for the world, and it's pretty much that she plays a character named Cindy Mayweather, who has a forbidden relationship with a human, and because of that, she is scheduled for disassembly, so she's on the run from the police pretty much the whole album. And she's singing about her feelings about that, you know, being in love, being scared. And every album after that has to deal with a secret society shows up. And they're like, oh, so you, Cindy Mayweather, are actually the Messiah who has been foretold to unite and bridge the gap between all these races and humans. So they send her back in time to, I believe it's our time, to liberate the androids and humans and teach them to... it becomes like Footloose. It's like, oh, you know, the law says it's wrong, but it's okay to love, it's okay to dance, it's okay to sing and be happy and everything. And it causes such a change in the world. Society kind of like starts rioting and crumbling, and it gets heavy at sometimes, but I think it's a very interesting world, and I really do like her last album that came out. If I can remember the name, Dirty Computer, which is a breakaway from her last albums, but I did enjoy it. Not the whole thing, but I did enjoy the majority of it. It's just about, instead of being so focused on androids, it's instead focusing on humans being like androids, you know, exploring yourself, you know, embracing who you are, discovering who you are. It's very interesting, and I really do like the short movie that came out to go along with the album. It's her and a group of outcasts, and I believe that this is the album that she reveals that she's actually been in a lesbian relationship, even though she identifies as pansexual. But they're on the run, the cops find them and brainwash them into being perfect members of society. They have no emotions, they become like a cult. But somehow, her and her girlfriend are able to break free and free the outcasts that have been enslaved. So it's really cool albums if you want to check them out. I think that's a really interesting world I would like to live in. Three, you inherit $10 million with the stipulation that you cannot spend any of it on yourself, family, or friends. What do you do with it? Just shit I usually waste money on. Clothes, makeup, sex toys, food, more food, useless shit for my bedroom, like lamps and stuff, crystals, more food, petty shit pretty much. Also probably would travel, like vacation somewhere. Oh wait, I misunderstood the question. I can't use it on myself, family, or friends. Then what's the point? What's the point of having $10 million? Then I would probably, I don't know, donate that to charities. Probably donate money to, what's the name of that website? Ko-fi? You could like tip artists and shit. This is a stupid question, honestly. Like, what's the point? $10 million contingent on not being able to spend it on anyone I know or myself. Like, that's bullshit. What the fuck? Thank you, Lava Game Champion, for these questions. Really made me think. Dancing Murloc. Great part one and great questions, people. Hey. So here goes. Number one. Hobbies. You briefly mentioned board gaming, but aside from GWA, where the hop... I can't speak. I need more tea. Throat is also sore because the kind of job I have, I work in food service, and I have to project my voice a lot, and my voice is usually, like, gone at the end of the day. What are the hobbies that you have hooked, or is buying shoes all the rage? Also, great reference to the London fog of good old 52, guessing history fun facts are a hobby, winky face. I'm gonna be honest with you, Dancing Murloc, your grammar in this question is very confusing, and you put a number one, but I don't see any number two, three, four, or anything. I just see this one question. So, and I also, like, I sound bitchy right now, but, like, I wouldn't consider board gaming a hobby. I also don't consider buying shoes a hobby, it's not just history, I just like learning fun facts in general. Useless shit about not cars, I hate fucking cars. Useless shit about how the body works, how the government works, certain things about finances. I like learning business terms, just random shit. Hobbies that I have, I'm an artist, so I usually... deep in my sketchbook, drawing ideas I have, ideas for comics, stories. I like role playing with people, so that's been taking a lot of my time recently on Reddit, role playing with people. Dancing. Yeah, definitely dancing. I like voguing. I've been trying to get into whacking. Whacking, if you don't know, is pretty much like that 70s disco type of style, but like really like using your whole body and like very energetic. Singing a little bit. Not that I'm gonna sing on here because it's really bad. I don't really have a lot of hobbies, actually. That's pretty sad. Iron Sandman asks, so I gather you like video games, or at least some. So here are some questions. Number one, what is your favorite genre of games? Favorite genre of games? I like games where it's like a lot of searching. Like, I'm one of those people where I will spend forever playing a game because I just have to search every little thing for secrets and clues. I like games that has documents to read that helps shape the story. Like, I notice a lot of people who play Resident Evil, for example, will like open up the documents and be like, oh, that's a lot of reading, and close it. But like, I like reading it, you know, it helps tell me more about the story. I like games that have missions. One of my favorite games is actually Bully. Like, honestly, like, that's my idea of like what a perfect game is like for that genre. If I like action, I guess. I don't know, like, any other, like, genre that specifically for it, but it's just a general action game. Like, that's an example I can think of, like, a good game. I guess the easier thing to talk about genre of games would have to be games that I like. So, like, older games that I grew up on, and this kind of segues into question number two. I liked playing Crash Bandicoot, which is, like, platforming. I liked playing Tomb Raider, Crazy Taxi, Bioshock. I really like playing Jet Set Radio. I like The Last of Us. I never got around to beating it, but I definitely did enjoy it because that's more of a story-based game. Other games that I have that I like... Oh, classic arcade fighters like Tekken. I didn't grow up on Street Fighter, but I definitely grew up on Tekken. I have a lot of fond memories going to the laundromat and having my quarters and playing Tekken. I would always main either King, Xiaoyu, Kristen is her name, the girl who does capoeira, and Horing, I think. Other games that I have that I enjoy, I like Lollipop Chainsaw because of the humor is really fun, and I think all the mechanics were really fun as well. Just like a mix match of games. And the first game I remember playing would have to be Crazy Taxi. I think that's the first game I remember. It was really fun, just speeding all around the city, picking up people, picking up people by running into them, and then having them jump into my car. Go straight. Oh, you going the wrong way. It's a really fun game. And last, are you looking forward to a certain game? I am actually not, because I am not that much in the know of new games. I'm stuck with my PlayStation 3. Maybe I'll save up the money to get a PlayStation 4 or whatever else is coming out. PlayStation Master Race. I don't do PC gaming or anything. Oh, another game I really like is Alice Madness Returns. That game was really fun. I actually played that for PC at first, and then I transferred it over to PlayStation. I beat the whole thing. It was really fun. I really like the story. I like the visuals. I like the mechanics. And that's also a game I would say is an example of, like, a really good game for that genre. Platforming, I guess, would be. Anything else I remember? Oh, Resident Evil, I remember. Code Veronica is the one I remember, because I had a Dreamcast growing up. So, a lot of and Sonic. Definitely can't go wrong with Sonic. I had a Game Boy Advance SP. So, the interesting story behind that, my dad actually bought a Game Boy Advance SP because it was new, and he's one of those people that's into new tech stuff. He's not even into gaming. I don't even know why he bought it, but he got tired of it and he gave it to me. And I have fond memories of playing Super Mario Bros. 3. I remember playing The Sims. I remember playing I played The Sims for Game Boy, and I played it for PC computer. That was like way back in the day. You had to burn discs back then, and I remember having to, every time I wanted to play The Sims but I was sleeping over someone's house, I had to burn a copy of The Sims and play it there. I remember playing a little bit of Donkey Kong, which is the one you play with Diddy and Trixie. Is it Trixie Kong? No, Dixie. Wait, hold on. I'm getting my names confused. It's Dixie and Diddy. That's who I'm thinking of. Right? Diddy's the guy, right? The boy. I remember playing as Dixie Kong. Dix. I remember playing as Dix. Metroid Fusion, I remember playing. I played the original Legend of Zelda on Game Boy, because they had it as like a, I think it was called NES Classic cartridge or something like that. Then I got old school Game Boy Color cartridges, so Tetris, Super Mario Land 2, and I believe Kirby Adventures, and Sonic Advance 3. Then I had a Nintendo DS Lite, and I played, of course, Nintendogs. I played Mario Kart DS, which is the best. I had that fucking Guitar Hero game that came out for DS. That was fucking insane, because it's like you had to use the Game Boy what's the name for it? The port to put Game Boy games in, you had a fucking bulky ass cartridge to put in there. That was your buttons to play Guitar Hero. And any fucking little movement against it that shifted it out of place, the fucking game stops. And it's like, hey, your controller's not connected. And I don't remember if it was you had to start the whole game over or if it picked up, but I remember being really pissed because I would be in the middle of a fucking hard shred and having to I remember having to restart and having to get my score back up. It was really fucking annoying. Any other games that I remember? No, I don't. So, any new games coming out now? No. I don't even know what's coming out now. So, that's number three. If you don't care for games, then substitute games with movies. Movies coming out later. Mid-90s is what I'm looking forward to. There's some scary movie coming out about, a ghost or something in a house. But it's not a jump scare kind of movie, I don't think. I think it's, a classical, England in the 40s kind of movie. I don't know if it's The Light in the Walls or something, or I don't know. I don't remember the name of it, but it's some ghost movie. So that looks really cool. And finally, closing this out, Tony Snow asks, number one, what's your favorite animal? I had to take a bathroom break, and then I decided, you know what, let me heat up this slice of pizza that I have. Let me eat something before bed, and wouldn't you know it, there's a huge ass mosquito in there, which is so strange because it's cold tonight. It's horrifying. But anyways, let's see. So, favorite animal. My favorite animal, hands down, would have to be the ferret. I've always loved ferrets. They're so freaking cute. And second favorite animal would have to be weasels. I basically like those cutesy, I don't even know what classification of animal they are. Whatever group of family that weasels and ferrets and those type of looking animals are in, those are my favorite type because they're really cute. And otters as well, those kinds. Two, what's your least favorite animal? Cats. Would have to be cats. I'm allergic. They're assholes. I've always lived with cats as well. So if you ever wondered, wow, Lavender, your voice is so nasally. That's why, because I currently live with a cat. Always lived with cats my whole life. And as a result, I've never been able to properly breathe. I actually went to the doctor one time, and he checked into it. And he said that my sinuses are actually, really inflamed, and I have a deviated septum. Because of all these years of allergies. So, I used to be on nasal sprays and it did work a bit. But he told me that for the deviated septum, he would have to do surgery. Minor surgery. If I wanted to, it's not necessary because it's not a severely deviated septum. But it is an option. So, who knows. Maybe I'll get a nose job. I never really liked my nose. And three, do you have any pets? So, this cat that I live with used to be my pet. We got him when I was 5. He was a kitten. I don't know how the hell he's still alive. But I live with family now. And he has been adopted by the rest of my family. I don't consider him my cat anymore. He's not my pet. I'm actually, kind of, fingers crossed, hoping he dies soon. Just because I hate him, and also to put him out of his misery, because being alive all this time is probably not healthy. I see it in him, he's definitely getting older. If I could have a pet, I would want to have a pet, I would want a dog, honestly. I would want to have a dog. I don't know what kind of dog. I don't know if I want a small dog, a medium one, or a large one. Any kind of dog would be cool, except for pit bulls, because I just never had a good experience with them. Pugs, because I think they're kind of ugly. And bulldogs, because I think they're kind of ugly. Someone actually told me one time, like, in PMs, I look like a Yorkie. Not that I look like a Yorkie, but, like, my whole mannerisms and how I post and I guess my pictures I have up makes them think that I am a teacup Yorkie, which is very interesting. But, going off on a tangent, no, I technically don't have any pets. So, that's it. This has gone on very long. I think my pizza has stopped heating up by now. I put it in the microwave because I'm uncultured. I think before I close this out, I would like to do shout-outs. I would like to do shout-outs to cool people here on GWA. And I would like to do shout-outs to cool Redditors and interesting people who have been... active on my posts and stuff. So first shout out is going to go to Kong Styles, because, like, you know what, maybe I won't do shout outs because I was just about to say something that's really awkward. So you know what, yeah, never mind. My first and only shout out is going out to Kong Styles, and if he ever wants to hit me up, I'm available. Okay, that's it. That's it. All right, it's already 1:20 a.m. All right, I think this has gone on long enough. All right, so everybody, this is Cutie and Lavender with the second part to my AMA signing off. Good night, everybody.